Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, Teak. This guy's son drops bombs from all over the court. And by the way, our guest, we've had him on a few times, Michael Thompson. Old school. Former first overall pick back in 19... I mean, what a sporting family.
Yeah.
This guy's the former number one overall pick. Clay's a stud. His other son plays baseball. It's crazy how good they are. Michael Thompson, former Lakers star, a couple of championships as well, and part of the Lakers broadcast crew, back with us here to talk about all things Lakers. And also, congrats to Clay on yet another chip. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the show, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good, boys. Excited, of course, with all this. I love the NBA. It's not like your sport, Tiki, where it sort of goes dormant for about 4 months.
Yeah, no, our dormant period, we're not talking about free agency, who's moving where. We're talking about, all right, who's getting suspended.
Concussions.
who's arrested. I'm telling you, it's just getting bad in our off seasons. We can't wait for the season to start. But this off season, BT and I were talking about this yesterday, how basketball has started to dominate conversation. It feels like it's all year round because of what goes on with free agency and some of these moves that the superstars are going to make. And obviously the big superstar has been LeBron over the last couple of years. What's your initial reaction to the Lakers finally getting him here? Because it seems like we speculated this for at least a couple of years.
See, Tiki, you understand this when I say this, because obviously you've been to the barbershop, black barbershop, right?
Yeah, of course.
And when you see, Brandon, you wouldn't understand this. So when you go to a black barbershop.
You, by the way, Michael, and I'll let you finish, you got the dynamics on the show entirely wrong. But oh, by all means, continue. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
He's from Brooklyn,
it's
Michael.
All good.
He's from Brooklyn.
All good.
When you go to a black barbershop, there's two things they always talk trash about in the barbershop. You always argue about basketball and boxing. Everything else. So the basketball talk goes on year-round, long before sports talk ever started. But so Brandon, you got to go hang out with the brothers a little bit more and talk basketball year-round, no matter even the middle of football season.
Oh, man. Michael, I love basketball. I love it. I breathe basketball. Let me tell you something, man. I jump so high, people think that I'm black, Michael.
I got to come back
with something. Let me ask you this. The next move from Magic Johnson is an interesting one, because Teak and I spent a good chunk on this, Michael, and there's two ways to go, because he can't opt out, as you well know, going into his fourth year. You either load up and you give up whatever you have to give up to try to get Kawhi Leonard, or you go into the season, win 44, 45 games, get smacked around by Clay's team and the other heavyweights, the Rockets, etc., and then hope you get Kawhi next year and as a free agent. The problem, though, you would, in essence, waste one of his three guaranteed years in L.A. What do you think Magic should do? What do you think he will do?
That's why I think Magic's going to continue to be aggressive here, because, like you said, LeBron is in 23, coming in at 33, going to be 34, and they know he's here for the short term. And while he's here, they don't want him to waste a single year in challenging the Warriors, the Rockets, and the Celtics for NBA superiority. So I expect the Lakers to continue to look to make things happen.
Okay, so basically what Michael's telling us here, Teak, let's kick this down the road to 2019. They got more moves to make, which is exciting.
Yeah, so which portends Kawhi Leonard. Now, what do you think they'd be willing to give up to get Kawhi Leonard? Because we know that they needed, at least they had room for two superstars. There's only one right now. What do you think they would be willing to give up?
Well, everybody knows that they're Spurs will ask for at least three young prospects off this roster. Lakers have them. A combination of three, I don't know. But that's, I'm sure, what the Spurs saying. Okay, we're going to give Kawhi up. We want at least three young players and probably a draft pick or two, because they're not just going to give Kawhi away. Even though Kawhi can wait a year and go to his own choosing, to his team of his own choosing, but I think the Spurs are going to realize that we better get something while we can, because we don't want to end up in the Kevin Durant situation where he walked and they got nothing for him.
Yeah. No, and that feels tough for the fan base as well as for the organization. But, you know, wouldn't it be better for them just to work a deal then with somebody in the East as opposed to keeping him here where he wants to go, where it's going to be, I don't know, painful for a year, but then obviously for the foreseeable future if he decides to sign a long-term deal?
All right, GM Brandon, so the Spurs call you. You have three good young prospects on your team, whichever team it is, and you really want Kawhi. And so you call Kawhi's agent. Kawhi says, you know, you can trade for me, but I'm only going to be there 8 months. So you want to give up your young core for me, I'm not going to re-sign with you. Would GM Brandon make the deal?
You know, Mike, we're going to have to continue this conversation in the barbershop, man. That's where I do most of my thinking here, Michael.
That's right. Exactly.
It's a tough call. And, you know, boy.
But it worked for OKC, Michael.
It did, right? It worked for Paul George.
No, Brandon, it's no call. You don't trade three of your young players for a rental. You don't do that.
But what if you can get some backdoor assurance, and I think if anybody can, Magic can, that – well, I know it kind of contradicts the point. Otherwise, you would have positioned it differently. So it's a different answer. I get it. But, you know, don't you think that Kawhi wants to play for the Lakers? So why wouldn't his people just tell Magic, do what you got to do, get him there, he's going to resign?
Yeah.
Can't that happen?
Yeah, that definitely could happen. You know, I'm sure if they are allowed to talk, that those kind of talks go on. But and everybody kind of understands that anyway. I mean, it's known that he wants to come home and play for the Lakers.
Yeah.
We thought Paul George did as well, though.
Yeah, right? You know, sometimes you fall in love. Well, you dance with somebody else, you know. She kind of sweeps you off your heels a little bit. Talking to Michael Thompson here. And Michael, of course, former first overall pick back in the day with Portland. Won a couple of the championships as well, the Sun Clay. Boy, it's amazing. I can't imagine what you just to sit there and to be you and to why. I get thrilled out of watching my 3-year-old hit a T-ball. He started playing T-ball this year, Michael. You're watching your son drain 30-foot bombs in the NBA Finals, man. Are you kidding me? I mean, as a quick aside, what is it really like to just sit there through your eyes, your prism, and watch Clay and his teammates do what they've done?
Going through the journey, going through the process, it's agonizing. You know why? Because people say, well, isn't it fun? It's fun if, Tiki would understand this, if you are the favorites to win, if you know you are the best and everybody's expecting you to win, everybody's expecting you to deliver, it's so much pressure on you that you almost can't enjoy it until it's completed, until it's finished, until you've accomplished it. Now, if you are just, a team like Utah, a team like, Milwaukee.
Denver.
You're happy to be there. Denver, but nobody's expecting you to win. But when you are expected to win, it's so much pressure on you, you can't enjoy it until the mission's accomplished. Then you can sort of exhale. And that's how I feel watching the Warriors play, because it's not like I'm watching, Oklahoma City play when they're in the playoffs, but nobody's expecting them to get to the finals. But when you are expected to get there, you can't enjoy it until you've accomplished it.
Yeah.
It's almost like Tiger Woods at a major 10 years ago.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
All right. So, what happens if the Lakers get really Clay still with Golden State? Who are you rooting for?
Well, in that situation, I can't lose either way. My team wins or the Sun wins. So, either way, I'm a winner. That's the way I feel.
You know how you really win? When he opts out and he goes to the Lakers, it takes max money to play with LeBron. That's how you really win, right, Michael?
Well, that's up to the Warriors. Clay wants to play his whole career with the Warriors. That's one of his goals, just to be like Dirk Nowitzki, be like Kobe. There's no reason. You know, you guys are elitists. You guys are the 1%. When you are in a luxury car, are you going to jump out of it and go drive a lesser car anywhere else? No, you're in a luxury liner. You don't deboard a luxury liner to go on another boat. You stay on a luxury liner.
Yeah. Not well said. I got you. Let me ask you to take LeBron out of the equation, all right? And I want to line up all the Lakers that are on the roster now and all the Cavaliers that were on the roster the last game LeBron played there against the Warriors in the finals. Which supporting cast without LeBron is better? What the Lakers have roster-wise now, or J.R. Smith, Love, and those guys in Cleveland?
Kevin Love is a stud, no question about it. But you look at everybody else on the Laker roster, and this Laker roster, the younger guys, their futures are so bright. Kuzma, Hart can play. Brandon Ingram, of course. And Lonzo Ball's a young Jason Kidd. So I'll take this Laker roster any day over what the Cavs had. And the Cavs have good players. I'm not saying they can't play. J.R., Hill, Love, Kyle Korver, all those guys are seasoned veterans.
Yep.
Clarkson.
Yep.
But Larry Nance Jr., we all love him. Of course, he's a former Laker.
He's tough.
But, man, this Laker young core, if they decide to keep this core together, these guys are going to be special.
Yeah, talk about keeping them together, Michael. The Lonzo discussion here, because Lonzo, you know, he needs the ball in his hand, but that's what LeBron does. They bring in Rajon Rondo, who may be a bench guy. Who knows what happens? But still, I mean, does this complicate things for Lonzo's development?
No, because in this new NBA where it's positionless basketball, where everybody can get a rebound now and bring the ball up the court because you got four ball handlers on the floor, like, you know, the shooting guards, point guards, small forward, that's like out of the window now. You're just a wing. Everybody's a wing now, a wing player. So whoever gets the ball, bring it up.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask you about Boogie Cousins a little bit more in depth here. Listen, you can take anybody that has game and has flexibility in deferring. And I think Boogie's at a point, I think he'll do that certainly for a year. So he'll conform and he'll fit in well. But in a lot of ways, Michael, I look at like JaVale McGee running to the rim, some tip dunks, alley-oops, active defender, pick and roll, move his feet. To me, in a lot of ways, what the Warriors have, JaVale McGee is a better fit than Boogie, even though Boogie's a superior player. Do you agree with that?
I mean, JaVale plays above the rim, and Cousins doesn't. But Cousins is so skilled, man. He's like a 6'4 guy. He can shoot outside. You put him in the post, he can score on you with either hand, vary the post moves. So it's a different type of offensive threat. But with Cousins, you have way – how are you going to double-team him?
Yeah.
Who are you going to double?
No, you can't. I mean, you can't.
And playing with Clay, basically playing with him for Team USA, you get so many more open shots because what a big threat he is.
Yeah, and he's a good passer, too, for a big man. He could pass.
Yeah, and he's starting to take, as we were talking about, taking a lot of shots outside these days.
The third splash, brother. Watch out, Clay. You're going to lose your job. Michael Thompson. And by the way, I'm going to challenge you on this, and we're going to say goodbye because we're up against it here. But so basketball, all right, in the barbershop, boxing. You tell me you guys don't talk about the women? Come on now, please, Michael. Please.
Yeah, definitely.
Come on now.
That's usually the third subject.
Okay, because you said it was just two. I wanted to make sure we're on the same page. I got you. Hey. Again, sincere congrats on Clay. It must be amazing watching this happen. He's just a class act. He's such a good kid, a fine young man. Thanks for hopping on, Michael. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Be good, Michael.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.